Hey there, hardworking mama, and welcome to another exciting episode of Moms Who Mean Business, the Kate Rotten podcast. I'm your host, Kate Rotten, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. On this show, we dive deep into the adventures of mom life and business with a whole lot of grit, grace, and growth. Whether you're juggling snack negotiations and conference calls or taking life one PTA meeting at a time, you are in the right place. I promise we'll keep it real, share some amazing stories, and maybe even share a few embarrassing mom moments along the way. After all, life isn't perfect, and that's what makes it beautifully messy. So get ready to laugh, learn, and be inspired together as we explore the beautiful mashup of motherhood and business with a dash of humor to keep us all sane. Thanks for joining our movement where we celebrate your journey as a mom who means business. Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to another episode of Moms Who Mean Business, the Kate Rotten podcast. This episode, to be honest, it's been a tough one for me to sit down and record, and it's gonna get a real raw and honest, and it's needed and it's important, and I am eager to do it, but it doesn't mean that it's gonna be easy. And I think that is one of the biggest takeaways from this episode is that it's not always going to feel easy. So let's just dive in. Let's get this thing started and let's have some fun. So today we're diving into a really deep topic, and it often goes unspoken. It's wrapped up in shame and self-doubt and lack of confidence and fear and criticism and judgment. And all of those things. We're talking about entrepreneurship and motherhood, which is nothing new, but how it plays into mental health. And that is a topic that we have not covered much and that we desperately need to be talking about more in the online space and in the entrepreneurial space in general, because it is critical. I'm really excited to have this honest and open conversation and talk about some of the challenges and triumphs and strategies that I've used in my time as an entrepreneur and as a mom, and some of the strategies for prioritizing your well-being and how to let go of some of the criticism and judgment and shame and guilt and doubt that we bring on ourselves and lean into our superpowers that are sitting in the wings waiting for us to call on them. So this is going to be a good one. Who knows? There might be tears. There might be happiness and laughter. There's probably guaranteed going to be some awkward jokes because that's just how we roll around here. But it's such an important topic that I am really excited to be sharing with you today. So many of you already know my story. Many of you already know that, you know, I've been in business for 10 years. I've got two kids. I live on a farm. You know, I have a lot of really amazing things going for me. And I really honestly have not, until the last year, shared much about my journey with mental health. And, you know, it's not even out of shame, but more out of not knowing where to start, not knowing if it was relevant or important. And I recently had a conversation with my riding instructor, and she was talking about how right now in Canada, veterinarians have the highest suicide rate of any career. And we were talking a little bit about why that might be. And she shared something with me that I had never really thought about before, and that her belief was that our generation was never taught that it was okay to fail. We were never taught in school that failure was a good thing. We were never taught how to really learn from our failures. We were not seen as successful when we failed. And that put us at a deficit. That put us in the situation, you know, take veterinarians, for example, they fail every day. Animals die. That's out of our control. But the same goes, and I found it really relevant in talking to her, with entrepreneurship and mental health challenges and suicide and all of those things are really and truly huge untalked about topics in the entrepreneurial space. And this space is crippled with them. But once again, we weren't taught how to fail. And entrepreneurship is all about failure. It's all about failing and getting back up again,
I have lost count of how many times I've failed in the eyes of society when it comes to my business, or how many times that I have felt like I failed or like I was a failure in business or in motherhood or in my marriage or just in life in general. But I'm really grateful that I was raised by parents who not only understood that, you know, you need to learn how to fail, but also the importance of compassion and understanding in getting back up again and supporting those around you. And so part of my journey through mental health was understanding that in entrepreneurship, just because what everyone else is doing is working, it doesn't mean that it actually is. Social media is a bitch. It makes it look like everyone's doing great when they're showing 1/10 of their life in the online space and everything's picture perfect. And we hear about and see about all these stories in webinars and masterclasses about people doing amazing things and just use this one key or this one strategy and here's your answer. It wasn't that easy, because what you don't hear about is all the times they failed before they found that thing and all the things they overcame in order for that one thing to work. So when you go try that one thing, it might not work for you, because you haven't gone through what they've gone through yet. You haven't overcome the things that they've had to overcome. You are unique and you're you. And so the number one thing that I noticed in all of this was that without a really killerly strong mindset, we are all subject to mental health struggles, whether they're one-off, whether they're just the winter blues, whether it's ongoing depression or anxiety, or, you know, even worse. But when we work on that mindset, and I noticed this in myself, when I truly sat down and started working on positivity and being grateful and practicing daily gratitude and leaning into the good in life, I really started to notice that shift in my own mental health. And when I start to see the downward spiral happen of, you know, whatever it may be in that moment, and just not feeling so hot and getting really down, oftentimes it's because I've let those practices slip. So whether you're dealing with self-doubt and wondering if you can do this, or if this is your path, or, you know, you're just feeling like you're ready to throw in the towel, or if you're lacking confidence because why you? What do you have to give to the world? Trust me when I say you have so much good in you to give to the world, that you were put on this planet for a reason and you are here to serve and do great things. And be kind and be gentle and be compassionate with yourself and focus on working on your mindset. It will be game changing. Now, one thing that I struggled with for a long time, I struggled with my mindset because I didn't really know that that was a thing. But that kind of started leading into, I had my son and had a little bit of postpartum depression. And that kind of plagued me for longer than it probably should have. And denial is a bitch. But I, you know, played it off that everything was fine. And then, you know, that kind of got good and, you know, got some more sleep. Momhood wasn't so terrible. And my business was going pretty good. And then I had another kid and I had some more postpartum depression. And, you know, that kind of got me down a little bit, lasted a little bit longer, but I was a little more honest with myself this time. And I called it what it was. I wasn't hiding it. I wasn't ashamed of it. It just, life was really hard because I was struggling with postpartum depression and I owned it. And that was really hard to do. But when I did it, oh my goodness, what a relief. I suddenly felt like I didn't have to do all the things. I didn't have to do Wonder Woman type tasks every day just because that's what I thought everyone thought I should be doing. And I could take a step back and take care of myself. And that was great. And everything was fine. And I thought that I had life under control again. And then I got hit with the biggest panic attack, and I'd never had one before, and it horrified me, and it was in public, and I was at a birthday party with my daughter, and I didn't know anyone, and I have never felt that way. And to anyone who deals with that on a regular basis, oh my word, my heart goes out to you, because that was one of the scariest experiences of my life, because I didn't know what was going on, or where it was coming from, or what it was rooted in. And I was out of town with my daughter, and I was supposed to be taking care of her, and holy crap. And that fear really opened my eyes, because I didn't want to feel that way again. And so a couple months later, I finally got up the courage to tell my husband. And I wasn't hiding it from him out of, you know, fear. I knew that he would be understanding and compassionate and fully supportive of whatever I needed to do to work through this. It was shame. What kind of mom does that? What kind of business owner can't go out with a group of people they don't know and socialize? What kind of person was I? How was I not able to do all the things that society said that I was supposed to do? I was a failure. And that felt shitty. I didn't know how to deal with that. I didn't know how to own up to that without feeling less than or like I was going to be judged, even when I knew the audience I was going to tell was not going to be the people to judge me. And so I finally approached him. And at this point, I had done some research. I had done my homework. I had already been going through some stuff with my son and trying to figure out some of his stuff. And I really started to question, life is getting really hard for me. Really hard. And I get, you know, anxiety and depression can pop up out of nowhere, but everything else felt hard. Business felt hard. Not depression, don't want to do this hard, but like, I can't do this hard. And it wasn't a willpower or a stamina thing. It was my brain couldn't focus on it. I couldn't wrap my head around concepts that had once been no problem. And my day-to-day life felt like it was falling apart. And I'd always been type A, organized, color-coded, you got this. And suddenly I was even struggling with that. And I went to the doctor and I had a really candid conversation with them about how I was feeling for the first time. And she looked me dead in the eyes and she goes, Kate, you definitely have some anxiety going on and we need to address that. And we can take care of that. And I'm really sensing this isn't just anxiety. You've got some depression going on. And the root of that, I'm not entirely sure, but we can deal with that too. But I think there's more. And when she said, I think you have ADHD, I cried because I thought so. What I thought was my normal or was, I knew was my normal, but never really felt like was everyone else's normal and always felt a little bit different. I finally had an answer. And that was such a massive relief. I finally felt seen and heard and validated in ways that no one else had ever been able to do for me. And it made so much sense. And, you know, they say once you get diagnosed with something like that, that you often go through like a trial of grief and just grieving what could have been, what should have been, had you known earlier in life. I was 32. It wasn't like I was, you know, 15 and suddenly had all these decisions ahead of me. I had already done so much in my life. And by no means do I think my life is over and I have so much still left in me. But in that moment, I really started to grieve some of the things that could have been. And what happened after that, I really didn't expect, that actually launched me into an even further spiral of anxiety and depression. And that was every system and process and level of protection that I have created in my life in the last 32 years to help me cope with my symptoms of ADHD and hide them and protect myself from them. And those type A personality traits, they fell apart. And suddenly what I used to be really good at, and things that I could like make perfect for the outer world, might be chaos in my head, but it looked spot on amazing. But suddenly what was in my head was my outside world. I was forgetting things. I was disorganized. My projects were a mess. My client work was a mess. I didn't know how to get through the day to day without forgetting something or doing something in a really weird way or wasting so much time. And everything that I had created to help protect me from that in my life, because I knew that wasn't what I wanted, I suddenly couldn't do anymore. Talk about feeling like a failure. I thought I'd found the solution and suddenly I just created a 10 times bigger problem. I just remember crying myself to sleep because I just wanted to be normal. For so long, I wanted an answer. And then I was regretting having an answer because it caused my entire world to fall apart. Now, that's not to say that my whole world wasn't already going to fall apart, because I was in burnout from trying to mask those symptoms and behaviors and hide who I truly was for 32 years, I was burnt to a crisp. I was done. I was imploding from the inside. I couldn't do it anymore. So in reality, looking back, all of that was going to happen anyways. But in the moment, it felt like, why the hell did I do this? This is so stupid. How can I not do this anymore? How am I not functional as an adult anymore? And it really drove me to a place of having to relearn who I was. But more than that, I had to learn how to give myself grace and how to be compassionate, not like I had been to myself in the past, but how I had been to other people in my life. When I fail, it's like, oh, what the hell? Why'd you do that? That's so stupid. When someone else fails, it's, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you okay? Is there anything you need? How can I support you? Why do we treat other people so much better than we treat ourselves? So I began this journey of relearning who I was and loving myself. And in fact, the beginning of this year, January 1st, I said to myself, this is my year to figure my shit out. Whatever I need to do, it's happening this year because I'm not doing this anymore. Because I spent a year trying to figure out who I was and wrapping my brain around this new person. But then I had come to terms with it, but I didn't know how to work with it. And so this year's truly been about working with it. And so I'm really grateful to be surrounded with some really amazing practitioners in my area. I've done a lot of internal work. I've done a lot of just learning how to slow down and figure my stuff out and be okay with who I am and ask for help and all those amazing things. But that's what it took. And it's only been 4 months this year. But when I tell you, it has been incredibly game-changing to the point where I don't even feel like the same person that I was in January. It's been incredible. And I'm so grateful that I took the time to realize that this shit needed to happen. And I needed to stop just being okay with the crap and lead into healing who I was and who I wanted to be and leaning into that process. So my normal wasn't really normal after all. And that just created this crazy path. And then, you know, from there, it really opened up for me the conversations with people around me and being honest, because this year I've had to do a lot of work and been to a lot of appointments and really learned through counseling and, you know, a naturopath and my physician and so many other people in my life that it's okay to talk about it. And in fact, the number of times that I've brought up my own issues in conversation with people who might not have expected it, and the number of times they've been totally understanding and even said, I get it. I've been there too. Or, hey, you know what? I think I'm going through something like that right now, and I would love the opportunity to talk. And that is where my drive to have this conversation and record this episode has come from, in that I want to be the person that shows that it's okay to have ADHD and be successful. I want to be the person that shows that it's okay to be burnt out, own it, and fix it. It's okay to struggle with anxiety, whether it's social anxiety or generalized anxiety, whatever it may be, it's okay. We can still cope and survive and be incredible humans. It's okay to have depression and to have days where you just feel like crap and days where you feel amazing and every day in between. And it's okay. And we can still be good humans. I want this conversation to be a conversation, not guilted, not shamed, not criticized or judged, but genuinely, openly discussed, because why should we hide it? It's who we are. It is a massive part of who I am and how I operate every day. So why hide it? So just be open to it. If you don't struggle with any of this at all, God bless you. I am so grateful for you. That is incredible. But no, there's probably people around you that do. And so even if you're listening to this and thinking, no, this doesn't resonate, that's okay. But I hope that your takeaway from this is that no one chooses this, but we do have to choose to live with it. And that choice isn't easy. And it needs and requires so much support from those around us. And we don't always have that. I am blessed beyond words that I have an incredible family and extended family and an incredible group of friends who are very supportive, but it doesn't mean that everyone does. So, you know, whether you are open to having a conversation with someone that you feel like might be struggling, or you just open the door to others who maybe could be struggling, whatever it may be, I hope that you go into conversations with an openness and a willingness to understand, because that is what opened the door for me. Just knowing that it's okay. So if you or someone else is struggling with any kind of mental health challenges, I have a few key strategies that I've used and seen success with that I highly encourage you to recommend or to use yourself. And the first one is being okay with asking for help. And sometimes that means calling someone out that it's okay to ask for help. And other times it's realizing yourself that it's okay to ask for help. And other times it's just being that helping hand that's constantly there and allowing that space to lean on other people or let other people lean on you, because we all have good days and we all have bad days. And maybe it's not mental health, it's just shit in the world. But having that ability to be truly open and honest and hold that space is so powerful. And asking for help is so damn hard when you're failing. So be open to it, be receptive to it. Be available when you're needed and be open to asking when you are in need. Next, be open and honest. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be fearful. The people that you need in your life are the people who will understand. The people who don't understand haven't experienced it themselves, or they're scared of it. And that's okay too. But know that there are people in your space who do understand and who do care about you. And I'm blessed that I'm one of them if you're listening to this. So know that it is always okay to be open and honest. And there will always be a space for you that will allow you the opportunity to be messy or sad or feeling broken or just not feeling anything at all. And that it's okay to have those feelings, and it's okay to lean on others to help find your way out. Let them be your ladder. There's no shame in honesty. And most importantly, I want to wrap up by saying it is so important for all of us to learn how to slow the fuck down. Stop trying to be everyone. Stop trying to do everything. Wonder Woman does not exist. And there's a good reason for that, because it's not natural. We cannot do everything. We are not superhuman, and we will drive ourselves crazy trying to make it happen. It's called burnout. It's called depression. It's called whatever you want to call it, whatever label has been assigned to it, but it hurts and it feels like crap and it's not enjoyable. And it's not a place to run a business from or raise a family from. So slow down. There's time for everything. No one's bleeding or broken. Nothing's going to fall apart. Breathe. It's okay to slow down. So I am so grateful for the opportunity to have this raw and candid conversation about the intersection of entrepreneurship and parenting and mental health and where all those layers come into play. Whether it's doubting yourself or navigating new diagnoses or confronting them for the first time or for the next time and exploring the challenges and strategies that will help you to prioritize your well-being on this journey that you're on of being a mom who means business. But I want you to know there are resources out there. And because this is a global podcast, I won't give one in particular, but I will say there is help out there. There are helplines. There are people who do this for a living, if that is within your budget. There are free resources. If you just need someone to talk to, you're not alone. Our community's there. It is a very safe, open space for you. My DMs are always open. I want everyone to know there is help. Never feel alone. Never feel like a lost cause. Never feel like there are no options. There's always help. So Google is an amazing thing. Find resources near you. ask for resources if you need them. My team and I are happy to share them with you in your area. It is really important that we learn that it's okay to ask for help. And the first step of that is acknowledging that there's something to ask for help for. So I hope that this episode has been insightful. If this is not something that you've experienced in the past, or empowering, if it's something that you're struggling with now or have experience with, I invite you to share this with your friends and family. If there's someone that you feel like would benefit from hearing this, share it with them. I would love for someone else to know that they're not alone and to help spread this message that this is an honest conversation that needs to continue to be had. And you can play a role in that by sharing and opening the door with just a share. So thank you so much for your help in helping us to reach out to other moms and continuing to break the stigma surrounding mental health in the entrepreneurial community, because that is a big part of this mission. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to do it. So I hope that you'll stick around, because next week I am really excited for an episode coming called Money Manners, Financial Wisdom for Mompreneurs. And I hope that you'll join me as we delve into some financial literacy and budgeting and wealth building strategies that are tailored specifically for moms in business. So it's time that we take control of our mental health and our business and our finance and all those amazing things, one slow baby step at a time. And I look forward to being on that journey with you. So let's take control and pave the way for long-term success. Until next time.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Moms Who Mean Business, the Kate Ratten podcast. We hope you enjoyed this roller coaster ride through the world of mom life and business. Before we go, remember to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if you loved what you heard today. Your feedback keeps this movement going strong, and it is so appreciated. If you've got questions, stories, or just want to say hi, don't be shy. We love hearing from you. Reach out to us on social media or drop by our website. Until next time, keep rocking life from school pickups to strategic huddles. You've got this, mama.